This service is a special excursion to Parsley Siding.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, Bill Pertwee, Gerard Green, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe, ladies and gentlemen. Progress in the modern railway was once defined as everything moving rapidly forward except the train. But at Parsley Sidings, the staff don't move all that rapidly either. They even keep their station master waiting.
Miss Simpkins and Bertrand are late. This staff meeting should have started at 11 o'clock.
But I will wait here in case anyone got off to 10:45.
It's hardly likely. It's the Huddersfield Express and it doesn't stop here.
What's this staff meeting for, sir?
It concerns the flower show on Saturday. I want to stress what it means for Parsley Sidings. This year, I hope to achieve a major success with my pumpkin. I've been using a new growing formula. A pint of beer a day injected into the stem of the pumpkin. Gives it more pep.
Yeah.
And Miss Simpkins has put a great deal of effort into her fruit.
Yeah. Well, that's very true.
It's not like her to be late for a meeting. No doubt Bertrand's causing the delay.
I shouldn't be surprised, sir.
I hope he hasn't caught himself in anything again. Most embarrassing, continually calling out the fire brigade to remove his head from the ticket window.
I'm sorry I've made us late, Gloria.
Oh, it wasn't your fault, Bert. Anyone could get their foot stuck in the ticket machine. I just hope your father isn't too annoyed. He does like to start meetings on time.
I'll make it up to him. It's his birthday on Saturday. I'm going to ask him if he'd like a new whistle with his initials on.
You can't ask him. You have to keep presents a secret.
I can't keep secrets.
I bet you can. You're the deep kind. The kind who... Well, you could feel for a girl, and yet you're too shy to tell her.
Feel what?
You know, passion deep down.
Oh.
I know what it is to be shy. But for all you know, the other person might be shy too.
Yes.
In which case, it's a pity one of them can't bring it out.
Do you think I ought to, then?
Oh, yes.
But even though it means...
Yes, yes.
Right. I'll ask him.
Ask him?
If he'd like a new whistle. Ah, here we are.
We're late, you two.
Would you like a whistle, Mr. Heppelwhite?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry we're late, Mr. Heppelwhite. Bert had a slight accident.
I might have known. Right, settle down, all of you. Now we're here to talk about Saturday's big event, the 124th Parsley and Pottersville Flower Show. And I have an important piece of news.
Oh, what's that, Mr. Heppelwhite?
A sudden attack of blight has made the church grounds unusable, and I have invited the vicar to use our station instead.
Won't it be drafty for christenings?
I'm referring only to the flower show. Normal church services will, for the time being, be held at the sub-post office. So, point one, we shall be hosting the flower show, and we want it to be a success. Point two, I am more than ever anxious that we should carry off as many prizes as possible. I need not tell you how tough the competition is.
Yeah, Mrs. White's early bloomers are a talk in the village.
That is why we are wise to concentrate on fruit and vegetables. The turnips beside the engine shed are especially successful, for which Valentine deserves full praise.
Thank you, Mr. Applewhite.
And a word of praise is also due to our station hen for her contribution to enriching the soil.
Don't forget my peas on the embankment.
Quite. But there is one cloud on our horizon.
Right?
Phineas Perkins from Pottersville Holt is entering the biggest pumpkin contest in direct competition to myself.
What?
Even though he is a fellow station master, I need hardly tell you the man is a villain.
Last year, the vicar caught him pumping up his marrows with a bicycle pump.
Exactly. I suspect he will attempt to nobble our entries, especially mine, so I want you all to be on your guard. There's no telling what Perkins could do if he managed to sneak in unnoticed.
Hello, young Bertrand.
Phineas Perkins. Dad said you might sneak in unnoticed. Oh, here he comes.
Perkins, what are you doing here?
Oh, hello, Horace.
Watch him, Bertrand. You may attempt to draw a plan of our flower beds on the back of his platform ticket.
No, I'm here on business, and I wanted to say how brave I think you are.
Brave?
Holding this flower show on your station. Takes great courage to break Rule 31 of the Railway Code.
Rule 31?
The one forbidding the use of railway stations for public entertainment.
Is there such a rule?
Didn't you know? It was enforced last year at Middlepool after they took on a topless tannoy announcer. Oh, yes, the station master had to resign. And now to the purpose of my visit. This memo from Houston was delivered to Pop Whistle Old by mistake. It's for you.
It's been opened.
Well, by a sheer coincidence, I was boiling a kettle and the flap flew open in the steam. It says that Houston is sending down an inspector to have a look at your fire precautions.
Really?
He's coming on Saturday, the 28th.
But that's this Saturday, the day of the flower show.
That's right. Won't you be interested? Oh, well, must be off. Don't worry, Horace. I expect you'll find another job.
Bertrand, this is dreadful. I had no idea there was such a rule.
Well, mind you, a parish flower show isn't the same as a topless tannoy girl.
Houston is a stickler for rules. If the book says no shows, there must be no shows at all. I must see the vicar at once and ask him to move the flower show.
Why, do sit down, Mr. Heppelfight.
I have a problem.
You have come, yea, to the right place. Mine door is always open.
My whole railway career will be finished. Only last year, the station master at Middlepool was forced to resign because Houston found out that his tannoy girl was...
I see. Do you mean that your tannoy girl?
Miss Simpkins. Precisely. I couldn't let the girl down, not after what she's done.
So, you and Miss Simpkins are...
Yes, we've been hard at it for months now.
Good gracious.
It comes as a bitter blow to find it's against railway regulations.
Mr. Heppelwhite, I...
And let us not forget Valentine and Bertrand. They've done their bit as well.
Merciful heavens, please.
And if the inspector finds out, I'll lose my job.
Yes, I see.
I knew you'd understand. That scoundrel Phineas Perkins is pleased as punch, of course.
Uh-huh. Is Perkins involved?
Yes, he's jealous of my pumpkin. Everyone says that it's better than his.
I beg your pardon?
So he's delighted that we can't hold a flower show at our station.
You cannot hold the flower show at your station?
I told you, Vicar. I have just learned that entertainments on stations are forbidden. And as an inspector is visiting past the sidings on Saturday,
yes,
the show will have to be moved.
Oh. You mean that's what you were trying to, Oh, dear me. Verily, this doth throw a spanner in the surplus. Are you sure that this inspector would make trouble?
Certain. That's his job.
I suppose I shall have to move the show to the Temperance Hall. It will mean disqualifying your pumpkin, of course.
I don't understand.
I believe you feed it with beer. Verily, it is easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than a pickled pumpkin to get into the Temperance Hall.
Vicar, you can't do this.
No? Yes, well, consulting my diary, of course. I cannot. No. I see the Temperance Hall is already booked this Saturday for the Darby and Joan Rock and Roll Festival. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Heppelwhite. The flower show will have to go on at past the sidings. It's too late to cancel it.
But my job, my career.
Couldn't you ask Houston to cancel the inspector's visit?
Oh, they'd smell a rat at once.
Well, perhaps you could keep him away from the station until the show is over.
How can I?
I should try, Mr. Heppelwhite. If you choose to eject our flower show, it might be necessary to tell Houston of other times you've helped us, Holding the ladies' sewing circle in your waiting room and so on,
You wouldn't.
Yea, I say unto you, I would.
But it seems I have no option, Vicar. The flower show must go on as planned.
Well done, my son. The parish is grateful to you. I believe it's your birthday tomorrow.
Yes.
Many happy returns of the day.
It's very kind of you to help me with Dad's present, Gloria.
Pity you couldn't get the whistle. But I think this gift shop will have something. You sure his birthday's not tomorrow?
No, it's Saturday, I told you.
Good afternoon. What a lovely afternoon it is. A little something for the young lady, is it? I've got just a thing, a solid gold.
Actually.
Yes, how right you are. A bracelet, perhaps?
Oh, no. You see, this is for my father's birthday.
You got her for your father's birthday? What a lucky father he is.
He means he wants to buy something for his father's birthday.
Oh, a birthday present for Papa, yes. Well, I have the very thing. The Young Man's Guide to Deep Sea Fishing.
He likes things about railways.
Oh, then this is ideal.
Deep sea fishing?
Well, he's got to go there by train, won't he?
I don't know.
Oh, no, you're right. No, you are right. Of course you're right, yes. Why not think of it before? A flea brush. Yes, that's it. It's just a thing for the chimneys of his favourite engine.
Trains don't have chimneys anymore.
Well, you can use it for scratching his back if he wants to.
How much?
How much? Well, you won't believe it, but I'm giving this brush away.
Well, in that case, we'll take it.
£5.
But you said...
Would you see what these brushes fetch on the open market? I've seen them change hands for £6.
£6?
Done. Shall I wrap it up for you?
We don't want a flea brush, thank you.
How much is that model train?
What? That priceless gem. Not for sale.
Oh, all right.
However, as you press me, as it's a present for your dad, yes. It's the only one of its kind in the world, you know.
There's another one in the window.
That's right, there were two. Yeah, I remember. Carved out of genuine tin by an old Cornish railway man.
It says made in Hong Kong.
Whilst on holiday in the East.
How much?
What? Oh, now, how could you put a price on a thing like that? I mean, look at the craftsmanship there. Look. I mean, you can almost see the fingers at work.
Ringing the till.
Ringing the till. No! Oh, dear. What a sense of humour the lady has. And so beautiful.
£1.
£1, please. Look, a stagger. Look, I'm clutching me up there. Look. I mean, would you mock the craftsman that made that bar for £1?
Yes.
Done.
This is the 427 to Warple Oxen, stopping at all the Warbles. Please watch where you walk on the platform, as the purple broccoli is just beginning to sprout. Thank you.
You on tenor duty, Valentine?
Yes, sir. Gloria Simpkins going down a village for some of her wicker baskets.
Ah, for her fruit display. I wonder how she gets her apples so red.
She rubs them up and down on her jumper and embarrasses them. So, we're definitely having the flower show here, sir?
Yes. I saw the vicar yesterday and he was adamant. I'll just have to find some means of keeping the inspector out of the way until it's over.
Yeah, by the way, sir, the station end's looking a bit peculiar.
Peculiar?
Yeah. She's sitting on a clutch of eggs in the fire bucket by the footbridge, just round the corner from your pumpkin.
Sitting on eggs?
Yeah.
I must see her at once.
She's been acting a bit strange lately.
Ah, there you are, Clara. Now then. What's going on, old girl? What's it all about, eh? What are you doing with the eggs? Keeping them warm for breakfast? I see. Well, perhaps you'd like me to sit with you for a bit. All have our problems, Clara. You know, it's my birthday today. And no one's remembered. Even Bertrand forgot to send a card. Oh, well. Have you been keeping an eye on my pumpkin for me? Seems to be getting through a lot of beer lately, almost as if someone else were having a tipple. Haven't noticed anyone at it, have you? Well, I must give it its daily polish. What a magnificent pumpkin it is. Every time I turn this corner and see it, I... My pumpkin! It's gone! Valentine! The police! Knock on the door! Someone's stealing my pumpkin!
Poor Mr. Heppelwhite. I've never seen him so upset.
Well, it's not nice having your pumpkin pinched.
Plus this worry about Houston and the flower show.
Well, here he comes now.
Any news from Constable Jones?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Heppelwhite.
The CID aren't getting anywhere either.
What did they say?
Move it a little. I suspect they're taking the case too lightly. The man I spoke to asked if he should publish an identikit picture of my pumpkin and whether they should set up roadblocks.
Who do you reckon took it, Mr. Heppelwhite?
I have my suspicions. Tonight, Burton and I will hide by the waiting room and keep watch.
All night?
Of course. The enemy can still nobble our broccoli before tomorrow's show. And Burton?
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Go down to the signal box at once and warn Bradshaw to guard his crops. He has one of the finest strains of rhubarb in the county.
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite.
I'm also concerned about Burton. Since the two of you went shopping on Wednesday, he's been acting as if you were trying to hide something from me.
Oh?
Example, last night when I took him his cocoa, there was a lump beneath his bedclothes.
Was it Bertrand?
So, other than Bertrand, I wonder if there's something he hadn't told me.
Oh, well, Oh, Mr. Heppelwhite, look! Clara's egg says hatch!
What? So they have, and there's actually a chick, two chicks.
Oh!
That red rooster, Farmer Brown's, I'll be bound.
I must tell Bert.
If you hurry, you'll catch him on his way to the signal box.
Hello, Mr. Bradshaw.
Oh, why? It's Master Bertrand and Miss Gloria.
We've come about the flower show. You've got to watch your entries.
I do, most carefully.
Mr. Heppelwhite's afraid someone might take them off you.
This filthy, permissive society.
Mr. Heppelwhite's had his pumpkin nubbled.
Oh, yes, he's in a tricky age. Here, he should put a bread poultice on it.
No, his pumpkin, it's been stolen.
Oh, pumpkin, eh? I like a good pumpkin, you know. I found one down there the other day on the station. It was lying all on its own by the footbridge here, and I thought to myself, I'll take it back to me signal box and give it a good home.
You took it?
So it wasn't Mr. Perkins?
Oh, it's too big for a gherkin.
Oh, what a relief. Where's the pumpkin now?
I ate it. It's fried up lovely.
That was Dad's prize pumpkin for the flower show.
This will break your father's heart, Bert. However, we're going to tell him.
What about an anonymous letter?
No, we must tell him. Tell him tonight when you're guarding the station. Your birthday present will soften the blow.
Not long before midnight, I fancy. No sign of any intruders yet.
No.
What is that?
One of Clara's chicks. I think she wants to go somewhere.
I'm glad to see Clara taking her to the edge of the platform. Problems of parenthood, Bertrand. I had the same trouble with you as a baby. Up all hours of the night.
Did you take me to the edge of the platform?
No. Many's the time I felt like it. Burton, While we're alone here, is there anything you wish to tell me?
No.
Oh. Did you have a good time in Biggleswick with Miss Simpkins on Wednesday?
Yes.
Did you get anything?
Pardon?
If anything were troubling you, you would tell me, wouldn't you?
Yes, Father.
I would hate to feel that you couldn't confide in me. Being your father is a big responsibility.
Yes, Father.
I know there are times when you think, silly old fool.
Yes, Father.
I see. Well, whatever I do for the best. I want you to look to me for guidance. Don't be afraid. Whatever you have to say, no matter how ridiculous or idiotic it may be, I shall listen.
Even if it was bad news?
Bad news? Bertram, you're not in trouble, are you?
What sort of trouble?
That sort of trouble.
Oh, no, I've already been to the edge of the platform. It's about your pumpkin.
What pumpkin?
Bradshaw's eaten it.
Bradshaw's eaten my pumpkin?
Hello, it's Saturday. Happy birthday, Father.
But how dare he?
But cheer up, Father. I've got you a birthday present.
Bertram, my birthday was on Thursday.
Was it? Oh, at least my present's suitable to the railways.
How?
It's a train 2 days late.
Well, well, the flower show certainly brings them in, doesn't it? So old Applewhite knows about the pumpkin.
Yes, and according to Bert, he seems to have got over it. All Mr. Heatherwhite is worried about now is keeping that wretched inspector away till this show's over. Do you know what the plan is?
As a result of my having a few words with Farmer Brown, the inspector's train was only 3 miles away by a herd of cows on the line. Mr. Applewhite, who happened to be passing at the time, persuaded the inspector to continue his journey by bus, you see, and he's now walking around the village till the show's over.
Bert's got involved with the vicar. I'd better go and take over his stall.
Oh, such wonderful weather. What a pity your father isn't here, Bertram.
Oh, he's keeping the inspector in the village.
So sad about his pumpkin.
Mr. Bradshaw was very upset. He offered to eat Mr. Perkins' pumpkin as well to even things up.
But your father stopped him.
No, Mr. Bradshaw couldn't find his teeth.
Oh. Ah, how time flies, Bertram. It seems only yesterday that I christened you.
Dad says you got my head stuck in the font.
Mercy indeed. Remarkable sense of humour, your father. I wonder how he's getting on with the inspector.
Very good of you to show me around your village, Mr. Heatherwhite. After that mishap with the cows, we must do our best to make our visit a pleasant one.
Yes, well, we seem to have been walking around for some time. 2 hours.
There's a lot to see.
Well, the village seems strangely deserted. Is there some special event that's taken them all away?
Yes, there is. The Salvation Army Morris dancing finals at Nurtle Crumpton. The whole place closes up in there on.
Really?
You seen our Belisha beacon? Not the way it's been directed to blend in with the rural surroundings.
Time's pressing, Mr. Heatherwhite. And it is your station I've come to see. Is it far away?
Nearly there, Inspector. Now, this litter bin is very interesting. It was provided by a local councillor in memory of his wife. On the other side of the road there, you'll see the local ironmonger. And in closing, it gives me great pleasure to present the last prize of the day to Mr. Bradshaw of Parsley Siding for the biggest hollyhocks I have ever seen. Well done. Thank you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the Parsley and Pot Whistle Flower Show for its 124th stupendous year. I look forward to seeing you at our services tomorrow. When the lineup will include those all-time chart toppers, Rock of Ages, and Jerusalem. Thank you.
Well, that's that. It looks as if Mr. Heatherwhite's pulled it off. Another 5 minutes and the place will be empty.
Here, Gloria. Everybody's going and leaving their flowers here.
What? Oh, no.
Hey, we forgot. They always go to the Dog and Duck after a flower show, and there's no one sober enough to collect your entries for 2 days.
Oh, dear. The inspector must get here soon, and there's fruit and flowers everywhere.
This is our latest bus stop.
Look,
Mr. Heppelwhite, do you have a railway station here?
Yes, of course.
Well, might we look at it, please? We have spent 3 hours looking at Parsley Village, and my admiration for your horse trough is beginning to wane.
It has a fascinating history.
And I don't care if Champion the Wonder Horse drank from it. I am here to inspect the fire precautions at your railway station, and I absolutely insist on seeing it at once. At once, Mr. Heppelwhite. Now.
Yes. Very well.
Just round the corner here. Here we are, Inspector.
Past the sidings railway station.
Why are all these marrows piled up outside the entrance?
Modern sales methods, Inspector. Like the petrol companies. We give away a marrow with every 4 tickets purchased. Here's our senior porter.
Hello, sir.
Everything under control, Valentine?
Well, more or less, sir.
Yeah, well, this poster seems somewhat out of date.
What do you mean, more or less?
Well, they've all left their entries behind. The place looked like Covent Garden.
Well, something the matter, Mr. Heppelwhite?
No matter? Oh, no, nothing. Would you care for another walk round the village, Inspector?
No! Shall we go in?
Yes. This is our booking hall.
Well, there appears to be a row of turnips beside your booking office.
That's my booking clerk's change.
Change?
Yes, in our rural community, we get farmers buying tickets with a couple of cauliflowers and a dozen eggs.
Yeah, it's what we call a turnip for the books. Let us go through the barrier and see what special offers you have on your platform.
I'm sorry, Mr. Applewhite.
Oh, it's the end, Valentine. Did Perkins win the pumpkin prize?
No. Clara picked out his pumpkin as a nest for the chicks.
Mr. Heppelwhite, I have just seen your platform.
Now, I can explain about that, Inspector.
It's beautiful.
It's what?
It's like Kew Gardens. It must have taken years of hard work to achieve such a marvelous display.
Yes, Inspector. Yeah, Mr. Applewhite here, he insists that we give the travelling public nothing but the best, sir.
After I have inspected your fire precautions, I shall return to Houston and recommend Parsley Sidings for the Most Beautiful Station Award.
Oh.
It is magnificent.
Thank you. I feel a small celebration is in order. Burton?
Yes?
In the waiting room, there's a crate of beer, originally intended for horticultural purposes. I suggest we drink a toast. To Parsley Sidings.
Here we are.
Thank you very much.